Welcome back to Winners here on RSN 927. I am Jason Bonington, and for the second time today, I'll be joined by Warren Huntley. Good morning to you, Waz.
Morning, Jay.
We're just hanging on to the morning. There's only 19 minutes to go. We're going to take listeners here through some highlights from the Flemington jump outs and also from the track work. We'll start with the highest profile of all, the Oakley Plate winner, Booker. We haven't seen Booker in quite some time, but a couple of nice jump outs leading into the Goodwood.
She did a good tune-up, I think, for the Goodwood. The barrier draw is a wider barrier draw, but what we saw with the Sangster and 1,200-metre races at general at Morfordville, wider barrier draws can sometimes not be a disadvantage. They generally go pretty hard, and you want that clear galloping room late. She had a bit of a freshen up after the after running in the Newmarket, and she's come into hand really well. She's had a pretty sharp jump out going back a couple of weeks and a fairly controlled jump out last Friday. There was quite a bit of rain early Friday morning leading into the jump outs, and I think a lot of horses were just held together on that inside grass track with the water still probably around a bit, maybe even the track being a bit slippery. But she's going well. She's trialled nicely, as I said, on two occasions. She's a proven Group 1 performer, and she heads there. In terms of physical condition, I think Maddie Allerton and Simon Zara have got her just in fantastic order for the Goodwood, and she generally runs really well when she's produced with that bit of freshness in her legs.
Wonderful race of Goodwood, and Booker will be competitive. Of course, the Oakley Plate winner, as we mentioned, and going terrifically well. One of mine coming up next, Bandipur, lovable horse, thriving this preparation, looking for three in a row after winning on Anzac Day. What can you tell us there?
Well, he's just going great, Jase. Thriving's a really good description, and although there were quicker last 400-metre gallops this morning, I think he was just as nice and as smooth a work as I've seen, just loved what he did. He could have gone a fair bit faster, but he didn't need to, and kept to 1,000 metres again on Saturday. He's just loving it. He's great down the straight. Obviously, the form through his last win has held up with the win of Order of Command at Caulfield last Saturday. And, look, he's just going there a very happy horse and in the zone. And I think capable of racing on to slightly better races. He could often have got such a big and high-quality stable that he's probably never going to be in their absolute upper echelon. But, gee, he's going well. I think they've found the key to him, keeping him to these sprint races. He's stretched out to 1,200 metres. He can run effectively, particularly down the straight at 1,000. And I think he's going really well. And he has to run well again on Saturday.
Yeah, flying at the moment. Just backtracking, Booker's $8 for the Goodwood, by the way. Sprite, the $3.20 favourite as things stand. Rock Dove, the second place getter in the St Ledger, and Ligulate, a couple of Cummings runners teamed up for a workout as well.
Yeah, over 1,200 metres, and she's just an iron filly, Rock Dove. She's been to Tassie, she's been to Adelaide and back, and she's just going really well. And I think she'll love the 2,500 metres of that race in Adelaide on Saturday. As I said, probably no improvement in her, but she just continues to work well and race well, and Ligulate heads to a restricted race at Flemington on Saturday over 2,000 metres and looks to be going well. But yeah, I reckon Rock Dove will run very well in that South Australian Classic for the fillies over 2,500 metres. She's just held together really well this preparation and continuing to race well.
All right, so that's great news for both Rock Dove and Ligulate. Going forward now to Chris Waller's team, Mantastic, gallop nicely over 1,000 metres.
Yeah, typical Chris Waller type gallop, even though the horse is going to be racing over 2,000 metres on Saturday and a winner over 1,800 metres. Last start, he just keeps him happy and he's fit. He's certainly got the miles in his legs now and just dashed up nicely, improving the last 400 metres of his gallop over 1,000 metres and just looked to be in great shape. He got a great ride to win that race at Flemington last start, but he's actually even probably a little bit further improved out of that run and heads to Flemington on Saturday. I would suggest at the top of his game.
Well, that's very good news for those following Mantastic. As you mentioned, a last up winner over 1,800 metres. Going forward to a few horses now who are in maintenance stages of their preparation, starting with Eagle Ridge for Team Moroney, holding condition well, had four runs in relatively quick succession, but you saw everything you wanted to see?
Yeah, you don't need to, I suppose, be running sensational times on the track when you're up and running and got those runs under your belt, as you said. But you need to keep the work up to these horses to keep them fit to head back to the races, and that's exactly what the Mike Moroney camp did with Eagle Ridge this morning. He's going well. He heads to Flemington on Saturday in really good shape, and again, probably right at the top of his game at this stage of his campaign. No real improvement in him, but no sign at all with him and his stablemate Wham, who worked separately but did similar types of work, that either of them are coming towards the end of their preparation. So I think both horses with good form around them this campaign, and both Eagle Ridge and Wham off similar types of workouts in terms of just improving their last 400 or 600 metres in their gallop this morning. They'll head to Flemington on Saturday and run well.
theme continues. Wham broke through first up from a break and hasn't been able to do so since. The same goes for Outrageous for Team Walks, but worked solidly on the steeple grass.
Yeah, I think he's a horse that's got a decent degree of talent, and sometimes the races haven't been run to suit him, and he's been trapped a little bit wide at times this campaign, but just really holding together well, and again, a typical maintenance-type gallop this morning, but finished off his work in good style, just a nice sit-out over 1,000 metres, so he can expect it to go to the races and run well.
And finally, Top Me Up hasn't struck a blow in a couple of runs back, but always improves through the course of a preparation, gallop sharply.
Yeah, well, wouldn't say he's frustrating because he's an older galloper now, and you're right, we haven't seen a lot, but what I saw this morning was the chance that he could improve. He was asked to do a bit the last 400 metres of his gallop, and he recorded some of the quicker sectionals for that last 400 metres of the morning, but it comes down to intent as much as anything else there too. But just with a horse older in his career or late in his career, just given a really solid hit out, I wouldn't even be expecting to be surprised to see him ridden in a real positive manner. Just his best races have been when he's got control of races over about 1,400 metres and then given a really good kick and proved hard to run down. I just thought there was a glimmer of hope in his work this morning that he might be late in his career about to pull out one of his better runs.
I think we're going to get it at a price, which is the most important thing. Is there one or two here that you'd be telling us to follow most closely?
Look, I think Booker can run well in the Goodwood in Adelaide on Saturday. From the horses and Rock Dove over there in Adelaide also for the Godolphin operation, but also from the Godolphin operation, Bandipur at Flemington looks ready to run to his best. And at the odds that are going to be on offer for Top Me Up, you probably don't have to have a lot on an each-way basis. If he does strike form, he might return you a good result.
Thanks very much for your multiple contributions this morning. We'll catch up with you soon, mate.
Pleasure, Joe.